بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. Respected elders, dear brothers, mashallah, request everyone to come into the masjid. Those who are completing their refreshments also, to try and come through. It's the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and we have great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this night, with all its barakat and blessings, be a night that Allah ta'ala accepts our tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from among His close friends, chosen servants, and blesses us with all the favors of this night, inshallah. Allah ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem refers to His servants as beggars. Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antum al-fuqara. Allah says that He is the King, He is the gifter, He is the provider. Wa antum al-fuqara, and you, O servants and creation, you are the beggars and we are the ones who are destitute. So therefore, we take the position that Allah has given us today, that we are here to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every ni'mat of our life. We are totally dependent on Allah ta'ala, and with that niyat and with that frame of mind, inshallah, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors and for His acceptance. May Allah grant us qubuliyat of this night. The niyat of durood and salam is to derive the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muhabbat-e rasool, the ishq-e rasool, the flame of love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed on to the sahaba, and the sahaba had further passed it on to those who drew knowledge and drew blessings from them. And this durood and salam is for that very purpose, that we ignite that love of nubuwat, that love or muhabbat for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through durood and salam, and through the durood and salam, the emulation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life and his sunnah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمد وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعده، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخواني من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معه. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله صلوات لله زاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات زاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. Dear brothers, we are fortunate it is the night of the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Tonight is the night of Tawbah. Tonight is the night of Allah Ta'ala's gifts and favors. It is a night of great barakah and mercies. And it is a night in which we try to avoid doing anything else besides turning our attention to Allah Ta'ala and drawing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's attention towards us. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala is asking us for one night of our life. And if we give Allah Ta'ala this one night, then inshallah, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give us many nights of happiness, many nights of His nisbat, and many nights of comfort and ease, and ultimately inshallah, Allah will give us the nights of eternity in Al-Akhirah, the beautiful comforts and the beautiful favors of the hereafter will be for those who spend their time and spend their life in a good way, in a way in which they earn Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, love, and Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His favors. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Mustafa Kamil Saab once again has presented himself, inshallah. We know that Mawlana used to render ash'ar in the presence of Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayhi, and Mawlana's sweet melodious voice is very well known, and also Mawlana's explanation with the poetry, and also the sincerity and the goodness with which he renders his poetry is a means of a lot of spiritual benefit. And that is what we are here for tonight, that these words of praise in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in our heart and bring into our heart the love and the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the true treasure that we are here for tonight. May Allah ta'ala bless us and grant us, inshallah.
Sheikh Nafis Al-Husseini, rahimahullah ta'ala, from Pakistan. He was a great sheikh also and a poet, sahib nisbat. A lot of his kalam is mashhur. And this nazam, he expresses his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. I thank you, Allah, for giving me the tawfiq to come to your house, for I was not deserving of it. Main to is qabil na tha. And in this he also mentions that meri kotahi ke teri yaad se ghafil raha. It was my shortcoming that I could not remember you. My weakness. Par nahi tu ne bhulaya, main to is qabil na tha. But you never ever forgot me, Ya Allah. And I was not deserving of this. Then he mentions, it is through your rahmat and shafqat, your kindness, that today I can see the Gumbad-e-Khazra. I was not deserving of this. And then he says, Bargah-e-Sayyid-e-Kawnain mein aakar Nafis. That Nafis today has come to the place and abode of Sayyid-e-Kawnain, Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Rooza-e-Paak. Sochta hoon kaise aaya, main to is qabil na tha. I think that how did I reach here? I wasn't deserving of this. So it is a means of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and expressing our humbleness at the same time, that we were not deserving of this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to come to His house.
Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha. Tune apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Bhaag gaya meri zubaan ko zikr illallah ka. Ye sabak kisne padhaya, میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، یہ سبق کس نے پڑھایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، خاص اپنے گھر کا رکھا تو نے اے مولا مجھے، یوں نہیں در در پھرایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، یوں نہیں در در پھرایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، میری کوتاہی کہ تیری یاد سے غافل رہا، پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، پر نہیں تو نے بھلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، تیری رحمت تیری شفقت سے ہوا مجھ کو نصیب، گنبد خضرا کا سایہ، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، گنبد خضرا کا سایہ، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، بارگاہ سید کونین میں آ کر نفیس، سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، سوچتا ہوں کیسے آیا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، شکر ہے تیرا خدایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا، تو نے اپنے گھر بلایا، میں تو اس قابل نہ تھا،
زناد شریف نیم آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے، دا نیم آف محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم از سچ دیٹ وین ٹیکن اٹ ریموز آل دا سیڈنس فرام دا ہارٹ، نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے، گیوز لائف ٹو آور انوائرمنٹس، انہی کے نام سے پائی فقیروں نے شہنشاہی، تھرو فالوئنگ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹیکنگ ہز نیم even the poor ones they became kings, those people that were insignificant people they became people of authority. Khuda se ye milata hai Muhammad naam aisa hai, this is the name Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam connects us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when his name is mentioned in a gathering and durood is recited, then it is a form of bringing fragrance to that gathering. نسائي الدرود الشريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا.
دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. انہی کے نام سے پائی فقیروں نے شہنشاہی, انہی کے نام سے پائی فقیروں نے شہنشاہی. خدا سے بھی ملاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, خدا سے بھی ملاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. محبت کے کنول کھلتے ہیں ان کو یاد کرنے سے, محبت کے کنول کھلتے ہیں ان کو یاد کرنے سے. بڑی خوشبو لاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, بڑی خوشبو لاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. درودوں کی مہک سے محفلیں آباد رہتی ہیں, درودوں کی مہک سے محفلیں آباد رہتی ہے. میری نعتیں سجاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, میری نعتیں سجاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے. دلوں سے غم مٹاتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے, نگر اجڑے بساتا ہے محمد نام ایسا ہے.
شاہ کی مختار صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت دس کلام سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں. بسائڈ یو او اللہ دیر از نو سپورٹ ان ریالٹی, سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں. دیر از نو ون فار اس ایکسپٹ یو او اللہ.
سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن, بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو. نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, نہیں ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل, میرے بحر غم کا کنارہ نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو. کوئی کشتی یہ غم کا ہے نا خدا بھی, کوئی کشتی یہ غم کا ہے نا خدا بھی, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے, میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. اللہ ہو 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 اللہ ہو. یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے, نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے، نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے۔ اللہ 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 سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے، سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے۔
جزاک اللہ خیر مولانا مصطفیٰ صاحب for the beautiful rendition. Allah Ta'ala reward and Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah, as Mawlana in his poetry has mentioned that the majalis and the gatherings become illuminated and become fragrant with the taking of the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the taking of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is really what we are here to derive on this Mubarak night, and what a person comes to the masjid for, to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to embrace us. In Urdu there is a nice saying that ye qadam utenahi utaye jate, that these feet of ours, they do not go by themselves. We don't elect and choose to do things, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our feet towards His house, towards His remembrance. Allah Ta'ala draws a person towards Him. When a person wants to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him closer. It is only the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person will also enter into Jannat. Our a'mal and our deeds are there as a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the entry into Jannah and us becoming successful will depend on Allah's fadl. There is a hadith sharif in which a person is mentioned, a person will come on the day of Qiyamah and he will have made 500 years of ibadat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell this person that with my fadl and grace you may go into Jannah, you may go into paradise. So this person will think to himself and say, Ya Allah, I made 500 years of ibadat, and you are saying I'm going to Jannah because of your grace and your fadl. Then where is my ibadah? Where is my 500 years of ibadah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to demonstrate to this person the reality of Allah's fadl, He will tell the malaika that take this person close to the fire. Not to take him into the fire. Take him close to the fire. So the malaika and the angels will take this person close to the fire of Jahannam. And as he comes closer and closer, he'll begin to start feeling thirsty and perspiring. And he will begin to get dehydrated. And now his need will be water. He'll become so thirsty that he will be desperate for a sip of water. So he'll tell the malaika, I need water. So the angels will tell him that the price of water here is 500 years of ibadah. One glass of water is 500 years of ibadah. So this person will be so thirsty and desperate that he will tell the malaika, I can pay for it. I got the currency. I got 500 years of ibadat, give me the glass of water. So they will get the glass of water for him and he will give his 500 years of ibadat. Now this person will realize that he has got no nekis left. He's got no actions left because he's sold everything for the glass of water. And then he will confess and accept that it is only the fadl and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which we will enter into Jannah and through which we will gain our salvation. When we look at the example of Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salam, one of the greatest acts of ibadat was the building of the Ka'batullah, the Baytullah. Can there be any doubt in the acceptance of Baytullah? Can there be any doubt in the greatness of that achievement, of that feat, the building of Ka'batullah, where millions and millions and millions of people throughout the centuries until the day of Qiyamah will continue to come? There's absolutely no doubt in its acceptance, absolutely no doubt in its greatness. But what was the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam after he completed building Baytullah? His statement was, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. So this should be our position and our state of mind also, that when we achieve anything, when we do any ibadah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the opportunity to achieve some feat, to achieve something, then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in inabah, ask for acceptance, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. Because at the end of the day, if we really have to think about it, what is the quality of our ibadah? Let's ask ourselves genuinely, what is the quality of our salah, what is the quality of our dhikr, what is the quality of the actions we do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy, He allows us to do these actions. But in reality, what is the quality? The quality we know ourselves. What is the quality of our ibadah? Rabia Basriya rahmatullah alayhi has said that istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. That our istighfar and tawbah is of such a level and quality that we require to make istighfar for our istighfar. That, oh Allah, you know, the way we made istighfar and tawbah, we need to make istighfar over that tawbah also. So therefore, this aspect about qubuliyat and acceptance and having reliance upon our deeds and that is something that we do not look at ourselves and our deeds, but we look at the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fadl of Allah is immense. One person came to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi, one of our great seniors in the spiritual tree, and he used to reside in Makkatul Mukarramah. He came and he told Hazrat that I take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 150,000 times a day. Now this tasbih of 150,000 Isme Zat was something that the people of the past were quite accustomed to doing. This was the standard of spirituality in that time, which is not very long ago, just over 100 years ago, maybe 120 years ago. This was the level of the people's spirituality, that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to be taken 150,000 times regularly, daily, not in a year or in a month. So we can gauge from our side and ourselves that what is our status of Allah ta'ala's zikr. But nonetheless, he says, I'm taking Allah ta'ala's name 150,000 times a day, but I'm not feeling any effect. I'm not feeling the effect of Allah's name on my heart. So Hazrat explained to him and told him that the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala allows you to take His name once and then to take it twice, and after taking it twice to take it thrice and to take it consistently thereafter, is in itself a sign of the acceptance of you taking the name of Allah the first time. So Allah allows us to take the name once, then, and we take it again, it means Allah accepted the first time, then Allah accepted, giving you the opportunity to take it again. So in the same way, Mawlana is saying in the Ash'ar, that it is Allah's grace that we come to the masjid. If a person came to the masjid, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him back again, then that means Allah loved his coming the first time, Allah invited him again. And like that, if Allah ta'ala continues inviting a person to his house, then it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that person coming. Allah Ta'ala is happy with that person coming, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wishing for that person to be here and gives him continuous opportunities to come to his house and to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here. So indeed tonight is this beautiful night of the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and as Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, the Suratul Qadr, let us all recite Suratul Qadr once. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. ما شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Laylatul Qadr, my dear friends. Quran al-Kareem was revealed on the night of Qadr. Quran al-Kareem was revealed on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is very beautifully said that everything that the Quran al-Kareem came into touch with, it became great. Quran al-Kareem, the messenger, the deliverer of Quran al-Kareem was who? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam became the greatest angel. The month in which the Quran was revealed is the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan became the greatest month. The night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed, the night of Qadr, became the greatest night. And the heart upon whom the Quran Sharif was revealed was the heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It became the greatest heart. So the ulama Ikram explained that if this Quran Kareem touches our hearts, whatever it touched, it became the greatest. If we have to bring this Quran and touch it onto our heart, then it is not far that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us taqwa. Allah will grant us the benefit and the barakat of the Quran al-Kareem. So it should be our desire, it should be us that we take the Quran al-Kareem and we bring it close to our heart. And we bring the Quran Sharif into our heart. As Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is mentioned, he says that if our hearts are clean, then we will never have enough of the Quran al-Kareem. A sign of the cleanliness of the heart is that a person wants to have more and more and more of the Quran al-Kareem. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a very good practice, had a beautiful practice which is mentioned in Ahadith Sharif, that he used to look inside the Quran Sharif and read. And this is a practice that we should make. That one is, of course, those of us, Ikram, who can read the Quran by heart and we know surahs by heart, we can read it from memory. But one of the practices of a lover of the Quran al-Kareem is that he looks into the Quran al-Kareem because he's looking at the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is as though a person is looking at Allah ta'ala. Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi said that a person who reads the Quran Sharif and then he takes an oath. He takes an oath that I have spoken to Allah ta'ala, then his oath will be upheld. Meaning he will not be falsified in his oath by saying that he has spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Quran al-Kareem. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, it is mentioned that he used to look in the Quran al-Kareem and read it, and he used to cry and tear so much that at the end of his life, when they looked at his mushaf and the Quran Sharif that he had, they found that it was tatters. The Quran, the pages of the Quran al-Kareem was like in tatters because of the tears of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Recently, one great scholar and alim came to our country, visited a few years ago, Hazrat Maulana Sajjad Nomani, Damat Barakatuhum, who is the son of Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani, Rahmatullah Ali, very great personality also. Sajjad Sahib mentioned that after his mother passed away, they found her Quran Sharif. He said when they opened the Quran Sharif, they found that the pages of her Quran Sharif were all stuck together. In other words, they had to sort of separate the pages. And the reason behind why those pages were like stuck together was because his mother used to tear so much and read the Quran Sharif that the tears used to fall on the pages of the Quran. And therefore the Quran Sharif pages also got stuck. So this Quran Sharif that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us on this night is really the gift of Laylatul Qadr. It is the gift of the heart. It is the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants, to mankind. And therefore we should make Qadr, the night of Qadr, is to make qadr. Qadr means to appreciate, to have that gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great favor. And also another meaning of qadr is that the earth gets so fully engulfed with malaika. One meaning of qadr is power. The other meaning of qadr is decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give whatever favors people ask for, Allah ta'ala gives on this night. And another meaning of qadr is that of narrowness. And this is the meaning as far as the malaika are concerned. That so many angels throng onto the earth, that the earth becomes so narrow, there is not a single square meter or space for another angel to place its foot. That is how much of angels occupy the earth on the night of Qadr. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the Qadr of Laylatul Qadr. Now one more point that I would just like to make before we commence with the zikr.
is that in this surah there is the word salam. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٌ. Salam means peace. So the commentators explain that one is the meaning and the understanding that we know. That salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Peace it is till the rising of the sun, till dawn. So it means that the night of Qadr comes with a lot of serenity. The atmosphere is filled with serenity. The atmosphere is electrified with the coming down of the malaika and the angels. The heavens are, right from the heavens, right till the earth, is full of malaika. We can just imagine the nur and the illumination and the electrification of the atmosphere. One is the electrification of the atmosphere with the lightning and all the other things that are there in the atmosphere. And one is when the atmosphere is electrified with the malaika and the angels. You can imagine the amount of brightness and the amount of whiteness. And all of this is for who? It is for those servants who are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawbah and for maghfirat. The angels are coming to make ameen to the tawbah of those who are on the earth. The angels come down to envy those who are on the earth. This is what happens on Laylatul Qadr. Normally we are envying those who are in the heavens, the malaika and the heavenly ornaments. But now the table is turned and it's changed. The heavenly bodies begin to envy those who are on the earth because of the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing the people on the earth. So that's one meaning of salam. Another meaning of salam is that to make peace. Who do we need to make peace with? First and foremost, our most important priority is to make peace with our Rabb. So this is a night in which we make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because most definitely we have been unfaithful, we have been disloyal, we have moved away far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not fulfilled Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's covenant, and we have not reached the pleasure of Allah ta'ala in the manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires from us. So therefore, tonight is the night that we make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we make tawbah nasuha and we ask Allah ta'ala for sincere forgiveness. And the most important ingredient in tawbah, the soul of tawbah is what? The soul of tawbah is nadamat and regret. That like how in this world when we do certain things, sometimes we say things out of turn or we do something and then we have a regret in our heart. It's a type of a weight that we have in our heart. That why did I do that? Why did I say that? Or how could I have done such a thing? And we have this regret in our heart about the worldly thing. Or if a person had some type of affliction, and he'll say, I won't go back to that place because of what happened to me there. Or I won't really touch the fire again because I got burnt so badly, I won't touch fire again. So in that way, that regret that we have for the world, this regret has to be as far as our sins and our deeds are concerned. So this is the peace that we make with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the night of Laylatul Qadr. And then salam has so many other meanings in the sense that we make peace with those people who we are not on good terms with. This is a very important aspect of this night. That we want Allah ta'ala to forgive us, we have to forgive people. Allah is all forgiving and Allah will forgive us if we also forgive. Allah says, فَعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا أَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. In many verses of the Quran al-Karim, Allah encourages this aspect of peacemaking. And what does it mean to make peace? Sometimes we have strained our relationship with our parents, with our relatives, with our friends, with our colleagues, people in our community. We may have had issues, and it's human, it's normal for us to have issues. But then, to reform that relationship, to remedy it, to correct it, to rectify it, is our responsibility. So therefore on this night we make peace. If we have not fulfilled the rights of our parents, we need to have the humility, we need to have the heart that we go, we ask for forgiveness, we make their khidmat, we serve them. And anyone whose heart we have broken, whose right we have usurped, we go to that person in humility and we seek forgiveness from that person. This is also a very important requirement of this night. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for salamati from the fire of Jahannam. We ask Allah ta'ala for safety from Jahannam. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for salam and peace and safety from trials and fitan. We can see how far reaching the meaning of this word is. That in everything we require the safety and the protection of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We require safety from fitan, from trials, from difficulties, from problems, from calamities, from hardship, from musibat, from everything that will be harmful to us. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to grant us salamati from that. And like that, salam also means that we are asking Allah for the peace of paradise. Because in Jannat, what they will be? Illa qilan salaman salama. There'll only be salam and salama in Jannah. There'll only be peace in Jannah. So therefore, in this word salam also, we ask Allah Ta'ala for the salamati of paradise, for the peace of paradise, and for entering us into the everlasting bliss of Jannah. So may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on this night make us people of salam. Make us people who are at peace with ourselves. That's another meaning of peace, subhanAllah. That let us become at peace with ourselves, ease with ourselves. Sometimes we take on so much of distress and so much of things in our life that a person is restless all the time. He's not at ease. Everything is very agitated, is very impulsive, very reactive. And this is not how a believer should be. A believer should be at ease, he should be at peace. Why? Because he has the name of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. It is only the dhikr and the name of Allah Ta'ala that gives the heart that satisfaction and fulfillment and contentment. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the different meanings and dimensions of peace and salamity on this night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the peace of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah ta'ala grant us the tawbah of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change our heart and give us all the ni'mats and bounties that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sends down with the malaika on this Mubarak night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Inshallah we'll make a few minutes of dhikrullah and then we will have dua. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. In the Hadith Sharif it is mentioned, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I sit with those people who remember me. I accompany that gathering that remembers me. And in another Hadith Sharif it is mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers those who remember Him in a gathering that is far more superior than our gathering. Our gathering is a gathering of human beings, of insan, of people, and we regard ourselves as sinful people. But Allah remembers us in the company of the pure angels. So therefore this act of dhikrullah is something that brings a lot of purity and perfection to our lives and into our hearts. And therefore we should make it a practice in our life that every day we become people of dhikr. We illuminate our heart with the name of Allah and with dhikrullah inshaAllah. We should make a firm commitment on this night. The commitments we make on this night, inshaAllah, these commitments will go with us and will remain with us for the rest of the year. And inshaAllah, it will remain with us for the rest of our life. So on this night, if Allah Ta'ala makes us from Ahlul Dhikr, then inshaAllah, we will find dhikr in our lives throughout our life, inshaAllah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل ذكر لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم طهر قلوبنا عن غيرك ونور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك أبدا يا الله.
The zikr Allah is a medication of the heart, and therefore we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we rub the heart, we massage the heart, we pound the heart with the name of Allah ta'ala. And this loud zikr, to make zikr in an audible voice, is something that is a medication of the heart. Like how the doctors and the physicians medicate people through medication and through different treatments. In the same way, this is a treatment for the spiritual heart. So the hard heart becomes soft, and all the maladies of the heart are eradicated, and the heart becomes purified, and the heart becomes kind and gentle and soft and compassionate, and all the beautiful qualities and attributes begin to enter into the heart with the dhikr, expelling everything that is incorrect and that is contaminating.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman kathiran kathiran kathiran. Koi mujhse pooche main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu, wo ho jaye mera main ho jao uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu.
The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful, sweet, delicious name that a person can bring upon his tongue. Some of the mashayikh ikram used to feel the physical sweetness of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore they used to keep on making the dhikr of Allah and licking their lips and their saliva, because the sweetness of the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala used to be experienced in their mouth. As Allama Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Allah Allah iti shiriyas tanam, Shiro Shakkar Mi Shawad Janam Tamam, that Allah is such a beautiful name that when I bring it into my mouth and into my heart and into my system, then my entire body is engulfed with a rush of sweetness. It becomes so sweet, and so I become so elated, and I become so, it's so enjoyable that my whole body and every fiber of my body is enjoying the happiness and the deliciousness of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us experience the love of His name. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to take His name with such love and muhabbat that we get the sweetness of the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر We ask Allah Ta'ala to make our heart an open field of fragrance in His love and Muhammad. Dil mera ho jaye ek meydane ho. There must only be Allahu, Allahu, Allahu in our heart. Aur mere tan mein bajaye ab gil. And my body, instead of blood and flesh and all the other enzymes that follow in the body, O Allah, transform my body into a body full of zikrullah, full of Allah Ta'ala's dard-e-muhabbat, His love and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, and Allah Ta'ala's consciousness. This is what should flow in my veins. And غَيْرَ سَيْبِنْ كُلْهِ اُجَّعِ نَزَرْ I must be able to have the presence of Allah to such a point that my hopes and expectation is removed from people. غَيْرْ سَبِلْكُلْ هِ اُجَّعِ نَزَرْ I must not have any hope and expectation from people. Rather, تُو هِ تُو آئِ نَزَرْ دَيْكُوْ جِدَرْ That whichever direction I see, wherever I go and whatever I do, all I see is Allah Ta'ala's grandeur, His greatness, His shafqat, His favors, His love and muhabbat. And that is the objective of the dhikr of Allah, that when it permeates the heart of a person, and it permeates the being of a person, then a person is a normal person. He loves and he lives and he does everything like a normal person. He works, he has his profession, but through everything he sees Allah Ta'ala's greatness and Allah Ta'ala's ma'rifat. May Allah Ta'ala grant us his ma'rifat and his recognition on this night, inshaAllah. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka ash-shukru kullu. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات We give a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala for granting us the favor of taking His Mubarak name. Allah Ta'ala grant us the opportunity to take His Pak name. Oh Allah, You always grant us the opportunity to make Your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahman, Rahimin. Always grant us this favor of dhikrullah, Oh Allah. Save us from ghaflat and neglect, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us from among those who forget You and forget Your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, Zalamna Anfusana. Ya Allah, we ourselves have distanced ourselves from You with a lack of dhikr, Ya Allah. We have taken, Ya Allah, we have neglected dhikr in our life. And because of this neglect, we have become victims of everything that is besides Allah and besides dhikr, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, save us through dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us through dhikr, Ya Allah. Elevate us through dhikrullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us Your close friends through Your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us jannah through dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us such a presence and such a consciousness of You, Ya Allah, that leads us and drives us to Your obedience, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. This Mubarak night, beautiful night. Ya Allah, there is this congregation who is sitting here today. We are here, Your servants, Your slaves, Your beggars. Oh Allah, look at us with mercy, Ya Kareem Allah. There is no other reason why we have sat here till so late in the night, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, it is in no one's interest to sit here at this part of the night except for one reason, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Tawwab al-Rahim, Ya Ghaffar al-Zunub. And that is, O Allah,
the one who forgives and forgives and forgives. Oh Allah, you forgive us, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive each and every sin that we have committed, Ya Kareem Allah, in the darkness of the night, in the light of the day, intentionally, unintentionally, knowingly and unknowingly. Oh Allah, big or small, Ya Allah, wherever in the atmosphere, on the ground or underground, or wherever we may have been, oh Allah, you are aware of that sin. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, you delete those sins from our records, oh Allah. You clean our slates, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you make us like newborn babies, oh Allah. The day our mother gave birth to us, Ya Allah. We're so clean, pure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day our mother gave birth to us, our hearts were bright, our hearts were white and clean, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, return that white heart to us, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us qalb-e salim. Ya Allah, grant us qalb-e zakir. Ya Allah, grant us lisan-e shakir. Lisan-e zakir, oh Allah. Let our tongues hardam. Allah, Allah, kar noor se apna seena bar. Ya Allah, make our tongues be palpitating, or make our tongues be in continuous remembrance of you, Ya Allah. Let every beat of our heart be your name, Ya Allah. The great servants of Allah made so much of zikr, that even when they were sleeping and unconscious, then Allah, Allah would be coming from their heart, oh Allah. Ya Allah, give us that status of zikr, that Allah is coming out from our heart, even if we may be unconscious, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, may zakirin bana de, Ya Allah. Shakirin bana de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, munibin bana de, Ya Allah. Muttaqin mein se bana de, Ya Allah. Taibin mein se bana de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us our tawbah tonight, Ya Allah. Tawbah nasuha, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you from the depths of our heart, oh Allah. We are guilty, we are criminals. Oh Allah, we confess, Ya Kareem Allah. We acknowledge each and every wrong that we have done. We have no justification, we have no qualification for our sins, Ya Allah. What we have done, Ya Allah. You know better than us, oh Allah. Do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us forgiveness of this dunya, oh Allah. And save us from the disgrace of the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Cover our faults like how you have covered it in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take your sheet of concealment and cover our faults in Al-Akhirah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not hold us accountable on the day of Qiyamah for our sins, Ya Allah. Because we will have no chance, O Allah. Ya Allah, we stand no chance with our sins, O Allah. It is only your grace and your mercy that will save us, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us from your favored ones, O Allah. Grant us your inabat and your nisbat on this night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, apna bana de aur hamara banja. Ya Allah, apna bana de aur hamara banja. Ya Allah, apna bana de aur hamara banja. Ya Allah, with the barakat of the masumeen in this gathering, the barakat of those who are the elders, the white beard elders in this gathering, Ya Allah, the mu'takafeen who are sitting here, Ya Allah, our sincere mothers and sisters who receive over the audio streaming, Ya Allah, all those who have performed taraweeh in this masjid and have sat for the programs, the barakah of everyone, Ya Allah, the barakah of our mashayikh and our pious servants, O Allah, those who were your beloveds and your awliya, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, how much we miss them, O Kareem Allah, O Allah, how much we miss their du'as, O Allah, O Allah, how much we miss sitting in their company, O Allah, Ya Allah, you become pleased with us, Ya Allah, let Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam become pleased with us, Ya Allah, let our mashayikh become pleased with us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and in the Akhirat, let us be with them, O Kareem Allah. Grant us the murafaqat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Jannat, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the company of our asatiza and our mashayikh in Al-Akhirah, Ya Allah. Join us with our parents in the Akhirah, our grandparents and our families, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, this is a night in which you are prepared to grant everything, everyone, Ya Allah. Grant everyone everything, Ya Allah. We ask you for everything of the best, Ya Kareem Allah. Your spiritual favors, your internal favors, the best of your favors, Ya Allah. Grant us prosperity in our lives, Ya Allah. Grant us good health and afia, Ya Allah. Grant us stability in our country, Ya Allah. There is so much of fear, anxiety, distress, volatility, instability, concerns. Ya Allah, you remove our concerns, Ya Allah. You remove our fears, Ya Allah. You make things go easy and smooth, Ya Allah. You grant hidayah to our leaders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us leaders who will have mercy upon the citizens of this country, Ya Allah. Save us from hard-hearted, selfish and self-centered leaders, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the corruption and the the corruption and the fraud and everything that is happening in our country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Let the winds of Hidayah spread in our country, O Allah. Make this country a country of Islam, Ya Allah. Make it a country of peace and Iman, Ya Allah. Let us become those people who will spread the wind of Islam in this country, O Allah. You accept us for the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place, Ya Allah. Tabligh aur da'wat ka kaam ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, all the organizations that are doing good work, grant them ikhlas and accept them, Ya Allah. This masjid, this markaz, Ya Allah, accept it and protect it, Ya Allah. All the masajid around the world, you protect it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect the Haramain al-Sharifain from all fitan and trials, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa min Yahudi al-Ghasibin. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Masjid al-Aqsa fi khatar. Masjid al-Aqsa is in danger, O Allah. We can see the plans of the enemies and the Zionists is advancing, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, you protect our Muslims in Gaza, in Rafah. O Kareem Allah, you protect them from the intentions and the nefarious agendas of the enemy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant the enemy understanding and reason and hidayat, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, if there's no hidayat decreed for them, O Allah, and they are bent on harming and killing our Muslim brethren, Ya Allah, then you remove them from the face of the earth. Ya Allah, sink them into the ground. O Allah, let them crash their planes against each other. Ya Allah, blow up their tanks, O Allah. Sink their ships, O Allah. Ya Allah, make their plans go against them, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, remove them from the face of the earth, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you help our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, especially, O Allah, and around the world. Ya Allah, you feed those who are starving, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give honor to those who are in difficulty, O Allah. Ya Allah, those who have sacrificed their lives. They have given their blood for you, O Allah. Ya Allah, they have been maimed, they have been wounded, they have been slaughtered, their limbs have been blown apart, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the martaba of shahadat, O Allah. Make them from the shuhada, O Allah. Ya Allah, they are the ones who are the most fortunate, Ya Allah. Outwardly, it seems like disaster and desecration, O Allah. But in reality, it is an honor and it is a great salvation that you have granted these people, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Allah. You bless us and bless our homes, Ya Allah. Bring peace and harmony into our homes. Bring prosperity and barakah into our homes. Ya Allah, remove all those difficulties and challenges that we have in our homes. Make our children obedient towards us, Ya Allah. Make the children become kind and serve the parents, Ya Allah. Good towards the parents, obedient towards the parents, Ya Allah. Save the parents from rebellious children, O Allah. Ya Allah, let the parents fulfill their responsibilities towards their children, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. You bring about easiness and goodness and khair in all our affairs, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min al-khayri kulli ajilihi wa ajili. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fawatih al-khayr wa khawatimahu wa jawami'ahu wa awwalahu wa akhirahu wa dha'irahu. Ya Allah, make us people of khair and goodness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem Allah. We are weak in our asking, Ya Allah. But you are strong in your giving, O Allah. You are most powerful in what you give, Ya Allah. You are the giver, you are the gifter, you are the king, Ya Allah. You are the treasurer, O Allah. There is no shortage in your treasures, Ya Allah. You grant us each and every one of our needs and desires, Ya Allah. You know better than us what we need, what is best for us, Ya Allah. You grant us what is best for us, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, safeguard our iman. O Allah, safeguard our iman. O Allah, let us live with iman. Ya Allah, take us from this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, save us from the torment of the grave. Ya Allah, on the day of qiyamah, grant us our book in our right hand. O Allah, save us from the adab of the qabr, from the adab of yawmul qiyamah. Ya Allah, let us enter into Jannah without reckoning, without hisab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all the favors of this world and the favors of the akhirah. Ya Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. Allahumma jinnah minan nar, ya mujiru, ya mujiru, ya mujir. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-jannah wa na'udhu bika minan nar. Ya Allah, our relatives and family members who have passed away, grant them jannatul firdaus. Make their graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. Those who are unwell and have asked for dua, grant them shifai kamila, ajila, mustamirra. Ya shafi al-amrad, ishfi maradana wa marad al-muslimin. Shifaan kamilan, ajilan, daiman, ya kareem. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, we ask you for the forgiveness of the entire ummah, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. us, Ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Enter us into the register of the ta'ibin, those whose tawbah is accepted, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, enter us into the register of your beloved friends, Ya Allah. Grant us your wilayah tonight, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the best of your favors, Ya Allah. Grant us your love, your muhabbat, your ma'rifat, your nisbat, your qurb, your closeness, your proximity, O Allah. Ya Allah, apna bana de aur hamara ban ja. Apna bana de aur hamara ban ja. Apna bana de aur hamara ban ja. Allahumma ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وجزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ما هو أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Dear brothers, it is a great night and it is a Saturday night, tomorrow is Sunday, so therefore we should try to, wherever we are now in the masjid, perform 2 rakats, 4 rakats of extra nafil salah. Make the niyat of Tawbah Salah, make the niyat of Istikhara Salah, make the niyat of Hajat Salah, make the niyat of Shukr Salah, make as many niyats as we can for the Salah, and put our heads into Sajda. Apne Malik se ut karke faryad kar, dil ko ro ro ke sajde mein abad kar. Let us aliven our hearts in Sajda, and let us cry to Allah Ta'ala, and let us make our face like we crying if we cannot shed tears, and inshallah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will bless us, forgive us, and grant us all our du'as, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan.